From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. More on the California shooting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says authorities believe both suspects in last week's shooting in San Bruno, California, were radicalized for some time. David Bowditch, the FBI assistant director in charge of the Los Angeles field office, told reporters Monday there is evidence the two had been planning their deadly attack. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch said Monday the Justice Department will investigate the Chicago Police Department to determine if the agency systematically violated the Constitution. That probe follows the recent release of a video from a police shooting incident that occurred in 2014. The video shows a black suspect being shot by a police officer. The officer, Jason Van Dyke, has been charged with first-degree murder.
And if we discover unconstitutional patterns or practices, the Department of Justice will announce them publicly. We will seek a court-enforceable agreement with the Chicago Police Department and work with the city to implement appropriate reforms.
The release of the video triggered protests and allegations that authorities tried to cover up the incident. An official in southern Somalia says authorities have captured an American who was a member of the militant group Al-Shabaab. Hussein Mohamed Barre tells VOA's Somali service the man surrendered to officials and African Union troops in the coastal town of Barawe in Somalia's lower Shabelle region. Election officials in Venezuela say the opposition has won control of the country's legislature. That delivers a defeat to the ruling Socialist Party. Authorities say the opposition, with some districts yet to be counted, won 99 of 167 seats in the National Assembly. The Socialist Party won only 46. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says $190 million in new U.S. aid to Ukraine will help the country implement reforms and fight corruption. The vice president spoke in Kiev on Monday during a joint briefing with Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. The briefing follows talks between the two leaders. A U.N. envoy says talks to end more than a year of violence in Yemen will begin December 15th. Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said the exiled government and Houthi rebels have committed to participating in negotiations in Switzerland next week. Loyalists of former President Ali Abdullah Saleh are also expected to attend. Ahmed said he was almost certain a temporary ceasefire would be in force by the start of the talks. Turkey is refusing to withdraw forces deployed to Iraq, Dorian Jones reports.
Iraq has threatened to take Turkey to the United Nations Security Council if Ankara fails to remove recently deployed soldiers and armor. Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu has ruled out any withdrawal. He said it's Turkey's duty to provide security for the soldiers involved with training there. Hundreds of soldiers, backed by 20 tanks, were sent to Iraq to bolster defenses of Turkish forces training Iraqi troops planning to retake Mosul from Islamic State militants. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The U.S. military says recent airstrikes have killed two militant leaders in Africa. Pentagon spokesman Captain Jeff Davis said a December 2nd airstrike in Somalia killed Abdurrahman Sandhere, a senior leader of the militant group Al-Shabaab, and two of his associates. The Pentagon also said the U.S. has confirmed that an airstrike last month killed Abul Nabil, the head of the Islamic State militant group in Libya. The price of crude oil fell more than $2 Monday to its lowest level since 2009. The Brent crude closing was just above $40 a barrel. India's foreign minister is visiting Pakistan for a regional conference on Afghanistan. Anjana Pasricha reports.
India's confirmation that Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj will travel to Islamabad Tuesday to attend the Heart of Asia conference came a day after the two countries launched efforts to resume a peace dialogue. Swaraj's visit will be the first by an Indian foreign minister to Pakistan in 3 years and is significant because it marks a breakthrough in ties between New Delhi and Islamabad. Anjana Pasricha of New Delhi.
The United Nations has made its biggest ever humanitarian appeal to deal with a growing number of crises around the world. The UN and affiliated agencies are seeking $20.1 billion in funding to help some 87 million people in 37 different regions and countries next year. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.